So, Cody, you going to see Addicted, man?
No, man. Just see review. I think that's good enough for me, man.
You sure? Because I didn't give the full experience of it. I think you need to go see it, Cody.
I don't think I need the full experience.
I think you do.
No.
You're black, aren't you?
I don't see what has to do with anything.
I'm about to pull a Mayweather on you. Say, hey, so what race are you, huh? What race are you, Cody? I don't know your race. What race are you, nigga? I bet you black. Oh, actually, I am P1. That's what I'm talking about, people. See? That's what I'm talking about. What the hell does my race got to do with this, man? I'm telling you, this nigga black, and he ain't supporting the black movie. Hey, you know a black director made that movie, right? He's made such great films, too, you know?
Wait, this dude made other stuff?
Oh, yeah, and they're all pieces of shit, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But just like the BET stuff?
Actually, some of it was. It was music video.
There you go.
What did he do? He did the Jay-Z experience or some shit like that? Or some shit like that. I forgot what it was.
Jay-Z experience.
The Jay-Z experience. Hey, you know how Marvel has an experience, right? Disney got an experience. Hey, can't be an experience if Jay-Z don't have one then.
Nope. Can't have experience without the world's greatest rapper. Apparently.
Yeah, Hova. Hove. I like girls, 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 girls. I do adore. So put your number in my... How that song go, cuz?
Don't ask me.
The best version of that is when Nas and Ether. And he said, you like girls, girls. You claim you like girls, nigga. You don't look like you like girls. no talent, you need direction. He's a pussy with a yeast infection. Greatest line ever, Nas. Oh, man, but, oh, man, we've got a busy schedule, people. This is Movie Spoilers, episode 132. I'm the phenomenal one.
I am his co-host, Cody.
And, my lovely co-host. That's right. Say hello to the people again, Cody.
Hello, good people.
Yeah, say it with that lovely voice that Melinda wants to fuck. Yeah. Which, how is she going to do that? She's probably just going to grind your face until she fucking bleeds in your mouth or something, I guess.
God damn.
And even she'd be like, I'm not satisfied yet, Cody. Talk into me.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
I want to hear my name echoing through my hole while I ride you.
I'm glad my voice is good for something.
That's what your voice is good for something. It ain't for this show, it's for that. He's going to be like calling out next week. People, I have to cancel next week because I need to work on my vocals when I'm munching down on some carpet. Carpet munching every week, ain't you, Cody?
That's news to me.
No, it ain't news to you. He was carpet munching the last week, people, with two people. Now he's doing it with Linda and her friend.
What the hell are you talking about?
I like this is new.
I swear to God, man. We sound more scumbaggers every week.
That dude flew to Canada and munched down on some cheap. He munched down on some carpet. I asked him to go out with me. He said he ain't got time. He's got to fly somewhere. And he marched so hard on some carpet this past week, whatever. I ain't hear from the chicken days. She didn't even make it to the show.
I swear to God.
He left her ass like addicted. She just laying there like,
She paid me in this light, I swear to God.
She mailed him his drawers back. I saw it. I was like, Cody, you got a package. I went to his house. I got him a package. He opened up. It was his briefs in there.
Oh, man. Jesus.
With the rubber he used. That's creepy, brother. She only kept the top, the bottom part, and she gave you back the top part. I was like, what the fuck? Did she cut this?
Oh, man.
She framing it now. Sammy, what's wrong with you framing condoms and shit now? Whatever, you freaky whore, are you? Anyway.
Hey, these stories, I swear, man.
Hey, I make great stories. I'm a storyteller for your ass. But people, I'm like Jeremy Renner from The Killer Messenger. I tell the truth. That's a true story.
Oh, the truth, okay.
That's the truth, baby. Which I got, people, obviously this is going up Thursday, but we doing this early or whatever. I can't wait to post that review. Man, that movie was, we're going to get in that later, man.
Right on.
That movie was badass. I liked it.
Okay.
Liked it a lot, actually. I probably, you know what, probably my Oscar pick of the year.
Damn.
As far as Jeremy Renner goes.
Cool, not bad.
About time he got something that made him stand. I was like, Jesus Christ, man, I wanna defend you on some of these roles, but man, First, the Bourne movie and Handsome Man, I was just like, hey, dude, you need to. And this was it right here, man. He was acting his ass off in this movie, too.
Hey, man, Jerry Ritter, man. He's top notch, I think.
He's like, fuck you. I don't need that Hawkeye. I don't need that. And then next, you know, he gets fired from that. He's like, you know what? Second thought, I actually do need that. Bring that back. Bring that back.
What the voice going happening? Yeah. No, hey.
Josh. Everybody's like, Hawkeye, when you gonna get your own movie? And he finally came and was like, I don't actually want my own movie. I love how that shut people up, though. It's like, man, when Hawkeye gonna get his own movie? Man, they tripping. Marvel tripping, whatever it comes out now. They finally asked Jeremy Renner, I don't even want my own movie. Oh, all right. Yeah, like everybody looked at him and was like, you don't want your own movie? No, I don't want my own movie. I'm fine where I am. Very humble man. Cause you know some nigga like Tyler Perry be like, you damn sure I need my own movie. Imagine him as Black Adam.
Oh my god.
Tyler Perry as Shazam.
Why would you say that?
Imagine the kid Tyler Perry, Shazam. Where my Madea dress at now?
You can see it now. That was a kid named Astro playing.
I can see Tyler Perry doing that now. And when he says Shazam, instead of putting the costume on, just a trench coat and a fedora comes on. And, and he just says, it's like crossing the line. Alex Cross. Oh, people, we got lots of questions for you, man. Lots of content. I mean, I had 5 movies this week, so I'm assuming there's going to be fucking lots of questions. We're back in Oscar season now. Yeah, well, at least I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the beginning of that.
Yeah, Dracula Untold, best performance ever.
I expect no less.
Yeah, Darkness finally gets his movie. It's French. It's universe.
That's right.
Who do you think we gonna be cheering for in that monster's universe?
I know who I'm cheering for.
I know who I'm cheering for too. The Mummy. No. Frankenstein. That's what I'm cheering for. I can't wait. He's gonna be the leader of the group. Oh, shit. Wait, weren't they talking about rebooting Evan Helsing, though?
Yeah, they were talking about rebooting it with Tom Cruise, I believe.
Oh, okay. That might not be so bad then.
Yeah, depends who's attached to it. So,
Tom Cruise just came out on Blu-ray with a badass fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Love that fucking movie. Oh my god, watching it for the second time, I was like, I don't get the point of why people didn't like or go see this. I don't get it. I will never.
But what can you do?
It is what it is. But we got tons of questions. Got some box office talk. I was a little nervous there because IMDb, I thought bought fucking box office mojo for a day. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, apparently box office mojo, which is ran by Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. I think got bought by IMDb or whatever, and the page, every time you type it in, it just goes straight to IMDb and just shows you a top 5.
Hmm.
Today, it's not doing that, so I'm like, holy shit. Gonna have to find other outlets now. Got box office talk, of course, got Blu-ray releases. Got some instant Blu-ray releases. Some of Cody's year favorite today.
God damn, every week, man.
Yeah, every week. Every week is something, man.
It never fails.
You had a great summer and spring. That's all I got to say.
Somewhat.
Yeah, you had a great summer. What are you talking about? You got to see Godzilla, Transformers. You said you love Thing Like a Man 2, even though you didn't see it fully. You just saw the parts you had to step in as a stunt double. You said you loved that. You said Varsity Boys. You said that was an Oscar-worthy winning film there. You said Clint Eastwood, your boy. You said a lot of things this week here, Cody.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but okay.
Yeah, still said you were confused by what a Transformer is. Because this nigga's made 4 movies and you still don't fucking know what the hell they are or what's going on. Michael, man. Michael. As I was purchasing Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat, whatever the fuck you want to call it, your movie is sitting right next to it. And I just stared at it, trying to figure out what the fuck was Optimus Prime. I still am so... that is the confusing movie of the year. I do not know. 4 fucking movies, because he's selling all 4 together in a Blu-ray package for $39. 4 fucking movies. and they still don't make any damn sense. That is some bold shit right there. At least, even in The Matrix, at least the first one made sense.
Right.
The video game even made more sense than this last two films, but still.
Damn sad.
I was telling Z, I got into some, not even an argument, this dude was just overexcited and shit. He was telling me how brilliant the Matrix franchise was and shit like that. And,
really?
And he was telling me that, like, you see, you didn't get it, though. Nobody got this. You have to watch Matrix 1, play the Xbox Matrix game, then he said, then you gotta watch the animated series they made on MTV, and then watch the second and third one.
If I have to play and watch, read extracurricular shit in order for something to make sense, that's just all wrong. That's not the way shit's supposed to be.
I said the same goddamn thing. I said, I'm not watching none of that shit. And I was like, I have that game. That game was shit.
No, this shit's supposed to stand up on its own. I don't need this other stuff. What the hell?
I had a comparison to Halo. I was like, are you one of them dudes that's telling me to read the fucking book about so I can understand what the fuck Master Chief is? I don't want to do that. I don't do it work. He was just like, if you do it in that order, this shit is brilliant. It's genius how they did it. I was like, you do realize they made that game and that animated show after the fucking second and third film, right?
Right.
So that was just some excuse to try to make some sense out of this goddamn thing by making them two, right? And he was just like, see, you're not watching it right. I was like, no, I am watching it right. I watched 1, 2, and 3. I watched it right.
That's people going to be saying about this new Guardians of the Galaxy series.
Oh.
Oh, you gotta watch this, man. Hey, it takes place at the Guardian. It just ties. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I guarantee that second Guardians movie ain't gonna have shit to do with the animated series.
To be honest, do you have to watch any of the Marvel movies to get where the Avengers is coming from?
No, the Avengers? That first Avengers? No.
Yeah, because, like, all those movies lead up in that, but do you have to watch any of those movies to
look? You don't have to. That would be the preferred way to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
I think that's one of the best things of it. Is that you, like you said, you don't have to. I know a couple of people that didn't watch the Thor, or Captain America, or even Iron Man 1. I know somebody only seen Iron Man 2 and went into the Avengers and thought it was fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can get lost in this universe. I think one thing you will have to watch in order to is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Absolutely.
I think you need to watch that one, because that one, I've said before, I'll say again, that changed the whole universe in itself. But I don't think a lot of things, I know there's another property out there you don't have to watch, but in order to get the friend. But that Matrix shit blew my mind. He was excited when he was telling me this shit, too. He was like, how brilliant. I was just looking at him like, damn, this nigga is really excited about this shit.
That poor bastard.
I said, damn, this nigga actually took the time. Grown-ass man in his late 40s talking about I played the game and watched the animated series of it. I was like, I thought that series got canceled after 2 episodes. Remember they tried to pump that series up too? Oh, it's gonna be the best thing ever, whatever. The series was shit, dude. You can form a plot somehow if you watch all of this. Like, oh, okay.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm glad you can find that. I'm glad some people are out there looking for sense out of shit like that.
Right. Exactly.
Cause I damn sure ain't wasting my time doing that no more.
No.
Man, that third one, dude.
The second one
was so confusing. I was like, I don't even know how I feel about this one. But that third one, it was the one I was just like, wow. If I was confused.
That cool ending fight. What's that, man? That's the second one. That nothing.
I like the fight scenes in both of them, but. Oh, actually, no, I take that back. I didn't really care for about the third one. I like that fight scene where he's fighting all the Agent Smiths, but.
Oh, I hated that one.
And that shit drug on to where he's like, all right, you can end this now. You can, it's still going on, all right. You can end this. But, that shit was just like, I remember scratching my head and was like, I am so lost now. But the third one laid it out so simply for me. I was like, wow, so this is what this has been leading up to, huh?
Yeah, all this, Jesus metaphors and all that. I'm like, okay, that's lovely.
This is some bullshit. Okay. That's some bullshit. Started off so nicely, too. But, oh.
Yeah. Oh, started off fantastic.
Can only imagine what Will Smith would have did if he had been in.
I don't think it would have been that much different.
That shit would probably have been goofier, to be honest.
Maybe. I don't think so, but.
I think Keanu Reeves was perfect for that movie because he had a confused look on his whole His acting sells shit like that. His acting sells shit like that. 3 movies, this nigga still looking confused. Oh my god. I like it. And explain everything to him in the first movie, and this nigga's still confused. It's like, whatever though, people. First question comes from Alex, and this comes from Nas Time Is Illmatic review. Still getting hits on that one. People liking that shit. Alex, he says, such a powerful album and a constant message in hip hop. Yeah, we get a lot of that today, don't you think, Cody?
Oh, we get a ton of that.
Yeah, we get tons of messages in hip hop. Tons. Like, how to beat your dick in a whispering way. Yeah, you can learn that.
How many girls are bouncing your dick at the same time?
We learned colors, black and yellow. We learned that last week, actually. I was singing it for you guys. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the amount of money that you. How much that costs in your neck, that thing hanging down.
Yeah, or how much you rented that for the day.
Yeah.
Just for this video. Time. Yeah. Yeah, we learned so many messages in hip-hop.
You know, all the good materialistic shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know it's bad when you hear colors in a subway. I heard that the other day and was just like, damn, have we really gone to this era of hip-hop where we've turned songs like that into pop culture?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, hip-hop is a joke now. Why the fuck is colors being played in a subway?
No idea.
That ain't making any damn sense. I'm a nightmare walking psycho. I was like, what? Can I get a cold cut nightmare walk? I was like, what? What the fuck? Sir, what else did you want on it? I'm sorry, miss. I just heard this music kick in. I got a little lost. But he says, where would you guys place Illmatic on your all-time favorite album list? That would be on my number one. Yeah, it's in my top three, so I'm just going to go number one, Illmatic. Yeah,
top three, definitely.
Yeah, Illmatic is definitely, I agree with you. It's a powerful album, constant message in hip-hop. The movie, man, the way Nas explains it too, whatever, it fit the what was going on at that time frame, especially in his neighborhood and stuff like that. The album just lives up to pretty much being, like he always says, he always likes telling stories, and I think that album tells a story of what his childhood was like growing up in Queens. A shame we don't get that more often, but you know.
What can you do?
Can't do shit, apparently. Except accept it. Hey, I got a question from Gone Girl review. Steve, he says, does this film give you confidence of being. Have you seen Gone Girl yet?
I love Gone Girl, man.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. He says, does this film give you confidence of Ben Affleck becoming an amazing actor? I think Ben Affleck, I hear a lot of people with this whole Batman thing saying, you stop talking about Ben Affleck, he's an amazing actor. I don't think he's an amazing actor. I think he's a decent actor, and he gets the job done when he gets his script. I think he's an amazing director.
Yeah, definitely.
Acting-wise, I thought in Gone Girl, he did a good job, but I thought it's nothing that's going to be, I don't think it's Oscar-worthy or anything like that. I didn't think it stood out.
I thought he did a great job. I mean, yeah. It's hard to pull off those roles, especially, because obviously, you know, Rosamund Pike, she had the more, I guess, outlandish role.
Man, she had... That stood out for me. I was like, yeah, she'd definitely get nominated.
Of course, yeah, I think this has a similar effect to Dark Knight, because, of course, you know, Aaron Eckhart, he had the more nuanced role.
Yeah.
Kind of understated. Similar to Ben Affleck in this regard.
I do like the look on...
I think those roles are kind of harder to pull off in a way.
Yeah.
And so, I thought he did fantastic. So I was like, yeah, I couldn't see anybody else playing Nick Dunn, so...
I heard the book, it kind of follows the same story pattern of that as well. Where somebody was explaining it to me, I was like, "Yep, she does turn out to be a crazy bitch at the end, and that holds him hostage." Yep. That ending was good. That ending was really good.
I love that ending.
The ending was really good. But as far as Ben Affleck being an amazing actor, I think he has the possibility of doing it. I don't think he cares about that though. I don't know yet. I'd love to see more of his directing work, or I wish he would focus more on that than his acting, because. His directing work, man, is fucking amazing, dude. Man, was incredible, dude. I was like, this is fucking... The phone is ringing, and I'm feeling the tension in that. I'm like, shit. The fucking phone is ringing, and I feel tension. I'm like, shit, come on. I think he's incredible, and I wish he'd keep that streak alive, because I think he has a chance of being one of the best directors out there today.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing actor. He does a great job. I think he does great jobs and stuff like that. I don't know about amazing, though. I think his role in Gone Girl was great. I don't think his character was meant to stand out like Cody said, though. So I do love his reaction shot, though, when he found out, I'm stuck with this bitch. I actually, Because girlfriend wants to go see it. So I bought the tickets off Fandango, right, so I can download the audiobook. And I got to listen to that shit. I want to hear this. I want to listen. The book, movie got me interested in the book.
Yeah, I hear it pretty much follows the book beat for beat.
Yeah, and I'm curious to read that. So,
so yeah.
Ariana, she says, oh, my God, this sounds just like the book. Ah, so she read it then. Says, now I'm really invested in seeing this. Do you think it's better to watch a film first before reading the novel, or would you prefer to know the source material going into the film?
Nope, watch the movie first.
Yeah, I think sometimes reading the book you can hold a bias.
Yeah, bias and preconceived notions. You don't need it. You don't need that.
And I think something like this, with the mystery and suspense that they had in it, I think the book would ruin it for you if you watched the movie.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't read the book before I watched this movie. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Same here, dude. From the trailers, I thought the bitch was dead.
Yeah, I remember you said that. You're like, oh, God, I can't believe they're giving this away in the trailer. I was like, oh, wait, this is what you watch.
And then when you see the whole... I mean, Rosamund Pike, man, the movie, she takes a completely different transformation.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this direction it was going. I was like, damn, I did not expect this. Holy hell.
And the thing about it, I say the word transformation on a lot of my reviews or whatever and stuff. I've seen so many fucking horrible Hell, Addicted had one shit where bitches just transforming. You worked late instead of coming to dinner with me at home. I'm gonna cheat on you. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. Man, these transformations, man, they never feel organic. They come out of nowhere. It's just like, oh, he's crazy. Just to say, like, he's crazy or whatever. Her transformation just fits so perfectly and well in the film. And when she explained it, it just felt organic. You can see why she did it or whatever. I mean, man, that bitch was crazy.
I understand what he did. It was very wrong. But, damn, this is your reaction to it. This is legal to these lengths.
Man.
Hell.
It's probably best you single, Cody. These bitches is crazy, man. I wanted to stand up in that theater and say, fuck all you women in here. You need to be watching this shit. You in some way going to do this to your man. And I'm going to be like, fuck you. Man, fuck you.
You sure you want to watch this Beyonce, man?
Hell no. I'm going to be like Pinocchio in that commercial. You have potential. You have potential. And bitch, you shouldn't see that movie.
No, well, maybe even better, though, because nobody expected this from Rosamund Pike, dude. Honestly, who cared about Rosamund Pike before this damn movie? Let's be real.
I thought that was somebody else, to be honest, when I saw her. I didn't know that was probably, I thought it was somebody else until I looked it up. I was like, oh, it's Rosamund Pike. Oh, okay. Until I looked it up. So, but no, her, what she did in the movie, I thought that was fucking amazing. That was incredible and shit like that. So I was really blown away, but I was like, yeah, she's definitely getting nominated for that role.
I'm still getting the chills off that death scene with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
My God.
How gruesome was that?
That shit was haunting. That, I'm like, oh my God.
It was definitely one of the most fucked up endings I've seen in a while. So I was like...
oh, God, dude.
You know, so I like, too, a supporting actress, his sister, Carrie Coon.
Yeah, Carrie Coon.
Yep. You kind of fucked up names. Oh, God. CJ should marry her and take her last name. Jonathan Coon. Yeah, but the women in the movie was great. I thought all the women in there was fucking amazing, whatever. Probably, I can't think back of most of the movies I've seen this year, but probably some of the best female performances I saw was in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Perry was just being Tyler Perry. Nah, he was all right. I thought he was just playing Tom Perry. He's playing the same role. I was like, this is the same thing with Justin Timberlake. I mean, shit, everybody talking about fucking amazing. I was like, anybody could have fucking did this. He's playing the same. Okay. let's get on now. Last week's episode, got a couple questions here. We got Jessica. She says, new listener here and was just curious about your thoughts on X-Men possibly getting its own TV show. I figure, P1, you can share some light on this with your work alongside Fox these days. What the fuck you talking about? I don't know anything about that. I have read about it and saw this shit like that and stuff like that. I don't know how I feel about superhero TV shows. They're not rubbing me the right way, so I don't know.
I'm trying to think. There's only one consistently good one right now, in my opinion.
Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, it's not really a lot of superhero shit going on in there, though.
No, that's probably for the better.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe this has the Hercules syndrome. The last Hercules movie we saw, where we was like, we thought we was gonna add all that mythical shit in there, and they kept it out, and I think that kept it from being sillier. Maybe the superhero shit just doesn't work on TV nowadays.
Yeah. Could not. We'll see. It all depends on the production team, of course. So
they're already talking about. It's me. I'm a production team. finally gonna get that racist X-Men movie we've been waiting on. Y'all gonna be like, damn, David Fincher ain't got shit on people. That P1's a fucked up mind. Ain't my mind. That's what the books have been telling me this whole time. I was gonna say, they're already talking about like which X-Men from the movies is gonna be in there and shit like that. I'm like, oh, we already probably fucking know. Wolverine, shit, he's in every goddamn thing, ain't he? Hugh Jackman ain't doing shit. But then they were talking about Rogue, and I was like, oh god.
I think I heard something about Quicksilver too.
They said Quicksilver. I heard Quicksilver, Rogue, and Iceman. Mm. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Good luck with that budget.
Man, that we ain't never gonna get a new cast with them two characters, are we? Quicksilver, I don't mind, but Rogue and fucking I'm with you too on that budget. There you go, that budget. You wanna put Iceman in there? Are you sure about that?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I don't know.
Iceman does a lot of special effects. That budget, and we talking in some almost human budget now.
Right, now Fox is with that budget, man. So.
The thing is, their budgets are high, and they probably can make it back, but their budget is always like, well, we need to triple that in order to keep this show going, and we only doubled it, so, bye show.
Right.
You don't know what to think with Fox these days and whatever going on. I shouldn't probably even be saying, I should be kissing their ass as much as possible, but,
No, if anything, I think X-Force works better as a TV show.
Yeah. Are they making that movie still, or?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they kept talking about this shit, but I was like, oh, damn, I haven't heard.
He's really Deadpool now, so I don't think X-Force is happening.
I haven't heard shit about that all year, and I remember that's all they kept talking about. I was like, it's happening.
Right.
Apparently they're not no more. Deadpool. Hell, throw that in there. Ryan Reynolds could use the work.
Sure could.
He really could use that accent. And then you can't say budget because you can give him anything. He'd probably tell him, like, I need it. Look. Shit. Shit. What X-Men character would you like to see in the show, though? They had to give a consistent one.
Huh.
And, you know, I never asked you, who is your favorite X-Men character? Are you big on X-Men anyway? Like, books and stuff-wise? And...
I'm not huge on X-Men, to be honest with you. So I can't really say... of course, I love the Astonishing X-Men stuff. That stuff is fantastic.
Astonishing X-Men is fucking brilliant.
Yeah. But my favorite X-Men character, man. I gotta go to Cyclops.
Yeah, Cyclops. And yeah. We're talking book-wise and cartoon-wise. Why we ain't talking movie-wise, right?
No.
Okay, I was about to say. You know he didn't do a goddamn thing, right?
I think they had the right actor playing Cyclops, but you never find that out because they never gave anything to do. Of course,
I'm with you too. Everybody was talking about how that actor was wrong for. I was like, I think he looks fine for a Cyclops. If you ask me, now everybody's talking about. Everybody always go by height. Oh, he's not tall enough. I'm like, I don't really give a shit about that. Give a fuck about his right. That nigga could have been Millie. I wouldn't give a fuck shit if he looks right. He looks right. He's like you said. He didn't give him shit to do, which is fucked up because Cyclops, I think today, is one of the best X-Men movie characters written today, especially in the new books that they have coming out now. With Cyclops, you don't talk about transformations like Roseman Pike, man. Cyclops makes a huge transformation later on in the books, whatever. Everybody would say that. Oh, Wolverine was this badass character. And, oh, Cyclops is even more fucked up. I think they could have did so much with him. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Cyclops has always been my favorite character. I would love to see him in the... I think Cyclops, if anything, he has one of the best storylines, too, starting from his childhood going all the way up.
Yeah.
The whole thing with him losing his parents on that plane and being separated with his brother, finding out Professor X... the death of Jean and all that stuff. I mean, he has a lot of transformations, especially trying to take on this leader role of the X-Men, then eventually leaving them and becoming more of a Magneto-type deal.
Yeah, there's a lot there, man. A lot to chew on.
So. A lot of stuff to do with that character, so... But yeah, I don't think they're going to put that in him in there. I mean, if anything, his budget would probably be cheap as fuck, too, because his effects... His power is really... It's a light show.
Yeah.
So
That's all you need. Yeah,
which is
lights.
Yeah. It ain't like he's gonna be blowing up buildings and shit like that. Or if you really wanna go cheap, just get Jubilee then.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Get some fireworks. Oh, I loved her character, man, in the books and in the cartoon show, but I was like, hey, let's be real, that bitch is useless. That bitch is useless.
I wish you had that one.
How many episodes they put her in when she fought the Juggernaut? I was like, okay, come on now.
Just stop.
Just stop it, man. You look cool. I give it to you, you're spunky, you got a little attitude to you and shit like that, but let's be real, come on, girl. You ain't got no real problems with these powers. Andrew, he said, he laughs, haha. Love the hip-hop talk, the game has definitely changed, though. No, it hasn't. It's still the hip-hop we know and love from the
80s. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
It's changed one bit.
Yeah, he says, I hear your boy Nas may be taking Nick Cannon's woman, LOL. Was that a curse courtesy of the darkness? Yes. That was kind of fun. I did see that photo of them together. I was like, oh, well, Nick, you lost somebody else's game.
I don't think Nick Cannon's curse, man. You get some other hot chick.
Yeah, somebody was talking about. I was like, he's gonna fuck some other hot chick after this, if he's not already doing that. To be honest. He says, oh, and what do you guys think of Jay-Z? Do you think he's still the king of hip-hop? Damn.
King of hip-hop.
Jay-Z. Still in Biggie's lines. I don't know. Oh, I'll sing it before. I'll sing it again. I like girls, 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 girls. I do adore. Since that album is so amazing, The Blueprint. Yeah, that's what you got to look forward to on there. A to the Izzo, E to the Izzy. Niggas just making up shit now, you know? What the fuck you think? When the fuck was he ever the king of hip-hop, first of all?
Vast majority of people, yeah, he was.
Last time I checked, he lost that battle with Nas. Nas was king of throne in hip-hop. New York. So, man, that popularity can give you titles, I swear.
Oh, boy, can it.
Shit. No, I think Jay-Z is the quote 50 Cent, nigga overrated.
Yep.
I don't even like 50 Cent. He the last nigga to be talking about any rapper that's overrated, to be honest with us. But no, Jay-Z never was a king of hip-hop to me. I mean, shit. His lyrics are weak.
I agree with you, man. I never really understood Jay-Z, man.
I never get that whole, when they were, all the battles and stuff in New York was going on, I never got that, like, how he was on top of the throne in New York. I was like, I don't get that at all. There is far more better rappers out here than this Negro.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, oh, he has great wordplay and, you know, word structure and all that. I'm like,
no, he don't.
I guess I could kind of see that.
You know why he has great word structure? It's because the nigga is talking through his rap songs or whatever and shit. Yeah, that's why.
But I'm like, I'm just talking about the subject matter of his songs. I'm like, that's what's important to me, what you're actually talking about. I don't give a fuck about all that wordplay and all that.
Thank you. And that nigga talks about bullshit.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck what this dude is talking about.
What does he normally talk about in his fucking songs?
Girls and second at cash.
Yeah, there you go. That song I was singing with Justin Timberlake. The fuck is that song about?
Oh God, I hate that damn song.
What the fuck is that song about? They was playing the shit out of that in Italy too, by the way. The fuck is that song about?
It was Killer Alive, Michael Jackson Thriller. That's one.
No, Vanilla Wafers in a Villa. That's what's nigga, you still getting money, nigga. Realest nigga alive. Vanilla Wafers in the Villa. I was like, what? What did that nigga just say? Oh my God, it's Timberlake. I swear to God, I told Cody, I said, these niggas were in two different studios when they recorded this song together, whatever. These niggas was talking about two completely different things. I was like studying the lyrics in this song, whatever. Just like, wait a minute. Justin Timberlake is talking about pretty much a woman that's putting him through shit and stuff like that, and he's working his way through it. And Jay-Z is talking about a bunch of shit. I mean, like, his songs, all of his songs, they never focus on one thing. They always talking about a bunch of shit in each verse. This is like, he's got a lot of shit going on in this song.
Boy, does he.
If you really want to get down to it, I think Method Man is a better hip-hop artist than he is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
think he's really underrated in his music as far as compared to Jay-Z. I'm like, yeah, I don't get that. So.
We're talking about the best acting credits, then yeah, that's one thing.
He's a better actor, too, than Jay-Z.
Saying a whole lot,
that's not saying a whole lot, because Jay-Z's got that big ass lip or whatever, so you know you can't understand what words that nigga's saying. Can't understand a word that nigga's saying and shit like that. Speaking of Method Man and Red Man, did you ever see that Method Man, that Red Man concert where somebody threw a bottle at him?
No.
Oh, that shit's hilarious. I gotta send you a link for that. Somebody threw a bottle at this Negro, and he stopped the show and said, "Who the fuck threw that bottle? I'll fuck you up." Oh man. hell, I think Lupe Fiasco is better than Jay-Z, but that's just me.
Man, shit, not lately. Have you heard his songs lately, man? I don't know what the hell's going on with him.
Yeah, someone told me he was crazy, so I have not listened to his new stuff that's come out. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just stay away. Is it one called one with the cover of the single is like it's yellow and it's got like some angel or something flipping backwards or some shit like that or whatever? I don't know.
No, I'm talking. This one, he had a song called Pussy, and then another one called, I forgot what that one's called, but he's featuring this terrible artist. You ever heard of Ty Dolla $ign, this guy?
Oh, Jesus Christ, yes.
Yeah, he has a song featuring him.
Oh, okay. It's supposed to be off the new album that's coming out, right?
Yeah, don't forget, he also has a song featuring Chris Brown on the new album. So, yeah, I am not looking forward to this album at all.
Okay, we should have just left it at Food and Liquor Part 2. You should have fucking ended it with that, man. You really, oh my God. Okay, you finally got on that media hype train, huh?
Oh, man, it's sad, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Media finally broke to you, huh? Got to you finally, huh? Okay.
I thought he'd be the last one.
I thought he would retire before he got like, this shit hit him. Oh, that's heartbreaking. I'm glad I haven't heard these songs now. I'm not gonna act like it never existed now.
Yeah. That'd be the route to go.
Jesus Christ, that sounds horrible. Wow. Okay, well, won't be buying that album.
Right there with you.
Oh man, hey man, I got something from my Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. I actually remember the fucking title, thank God.
Amazing.
Longest goddamn title ever. Man, Judson Baudin, damn, shit, that motherfucker sound like an X-Men character. He says, glad to hear something positive about this film, for I plan on taking the kids out to see it. I do agree that the title is way too long. Do you guys have any films that were just as long but were really horrible? Tyler Perry, Madea's Witness Protection, that's pretty fucking long.
Yeah, that's pretty long, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mine. Oh, I got one. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2. It's long as fuck, too.
T-O-O.
T-O, there you go. See, I was about to say, there ain't no fucking reason for that T-O-O to be there. Shit. And then he tried to be clever by putting a ring on it. It was just like, okay.
Shit, I can't even think of anything.
If it ain't Tyler Perry.
I was like, yeah, it's not Tyler Perry. Yeah, I don't know what else.
I know there's some movies out there like, you know, X-Men Days of Future Past. That's long as fuck. How about that? Yeah.
No, that's actually good.
Oh, yeah, you said horrible. Okay. Yeah. I'm about to say Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That's long as fuck, too, but that's good, too.
As long as it's Alexander and the bad, good, evil, fuck you day, whatever it's called.
The fuck you day that just happened to everybody that? Yeah, there you go. That shit was funny as fuck when he tripped over that water sprinkler and landed on his face. I was laughing hard at that. I was like, I can't believe that got for me, but that was funny. You see it in the trailer, people. That motherfucker lands flat face first. I was like, that's why he's ugly. Smashed right into that ground. That was. Oh shit. Yeah, but Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection. That's the one I'm thinking of. That's long as fucking. It's horrible.
Yeah, I can't think of anything, man. To be honest with you, I can't think of anything. Like a long title and it's horrible. I don't know. Got nothing.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's get into our movie now. The Lord of the Darkness.
Would that be Dracula Untold?
Dracula Untold, man. I love this poster, man, with the bats are swarming off him. And he's, like, got the darkness shrouding him. I'm like, you made me happy. And then I saw the movie and I was like, oh. Not so happy.
There goes that happiness.
That movie's not that bad. I mean, it has a lot of problems, but it's not one of those you walk out of angry. Mm-hmm. You just walk out like, wow, this had potential. And you right could, it's one of the, you could see it in the movie too, where the potential is, and it's like, I don't think they gave a shit. So, but Norris, man, he says, being that he is the king of darkness, do the Darkness Brothers pray to Dracula as their savior?
Yeah, of course. He is my lord and savior, and yes. His father, Galactus.
Yes.
The creator of all things.
Yeah, the creator of all things. That's right, yes. Yes. Every podcast should have a savior. I think Ray Select has Dongocles. We have Dracula. And surprised that we wasn't in the film, whatever. But you know what? He didn't want to put us out there like that. You know, we already got a bad image as it is, so... So we appreciate him doing that. We pray to him before every episode, if I'm not mistaken.
That is right.
Yeah, and I think things are getting a little too hectic. Each one of us has like a little Dracula, a little shrine in our corner of our room too, as well. So.
Oh yeah, got his little fountain of blood right here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like Tyler Perry's Temptation when
That's right. Yeah, it looks exactly like that. Actually.
Looks just like that or whatever. So yeah, all the darkness is shrouding in that place. So yeah. Oh, don't touch me. Oh, what's going on? What is this place? What a bitch. And if that's hell, then sign me up, dude.
Hell yeah.
You're going to be good looking. You're going to be in shape. You can see women making out, wine all over. I'm like, hey, sign me the fuck up, then.
You're not putting your case very well, my friend.
Yeah. If you're trying to promote hell as a bad place, you did a horrible job of it, then.
Seriously.
Adrian. Adrian, a movie. he says, how do you guys see this monster universe happening? They really didn't leave any hints to a future team-up in this film. Did you see the Darkness? I mean, I called Darkness Untold. Dracula Untold, Cody?
Nah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was one of the most curious things I had going into the film. I was curious how they were going to set this universe up and shit. I'm not familiar with how this universe started because I haven't seen any other films or know anything about this Mummy reboot next, which is next. Oh, actually, I think the Frankenstein movie is coming up next. That comes out next year, right?
Look that up.
Because when is that Mummy reboot happening?
I think coming out 2016.
Okay. So, yeah, I think Frankenstein is next, if that is Universal. I'm all for that movie. It's got James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe. I'm like, yeah, how can you go wrong? I mean,
exactly.
You fuck this up, then damn, it shows you. But at the ending of this movie, they just show Dracula in present day time. So I'm assuming they're gonna do the same with the Mummy and I guess Frankenstein too, for that matter. I mean, at first I was thinking that Frankenstein movie had earlier was part of it, right? But then I realized that was Lionsgate, so no.
I'm trying to see where. Yeah,
because
Frankenstein comes out next year. I'm trying to see what the studios.
What's the name of that movie, too, by the way? It's just
Frankenstein.
Okay. And Radcliffe is Frankenstein, right?
He's Igor.
He's. Oh, damn. So. McAvoy, is he going to be the doctor, right? He's not going to be
Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Okay, because I was about to say, no, hell no. Oh, okay, so we don't know who Frankenstein's going to be. Okay. Aaron Eckhart, he did it once, he can do it again. Shit, he's like, damn, I thought my movie was part of this universe. Shit.
There you go.
So it doesn't say if that was Universal?
I'm still looking for it. Shit. I'm going to search on Wikipedia. I'm reliable most of the time.
No. It's never unreliable. I think I wrote about Scientology on Wikipedia page one time.
Oh, okay. That's 20th Century Fox. So, no, that is not part of Universal.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. All right, so I don't know where it's going with this then. I don't know how this universe is... I don't even know what the fuck they're going to be doing when they come together. To be honest, like, what are they going to be doing? Stopping crime?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know if there's going to be, like, some big team up and just Van Helsing fighting them off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So kind of like the old movie.
Van Helsing fighting them all. Maybe, I don't know, there's a rogue of vampires and mummies, and Van Helsing gets them together and they fight together. Some shit, I don't know, but...
isn't Dracula sort of anti-hero in this new movie? So maybe, I don't know, he would team with Van Helsing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Dracula was an anti-hero in here. I mean, he was... I like his reasoning. They gave him a good reason to. I mean, shit, he was pretty much fucking forced to be Dracula at this point, though. He was forced.
Which is a cool take on Dracula, because, you know, we haven't really seen that side of him, so I'm kind of for that.
Luke Evans was cool. I liked him. Mm-hmm. I thought Luke Evans was good or whatever. I mean, the movie, it is, I don't think it's nothing you need to rush out and see. I think if you saw it on TV at home, though, you'd be like, oh, this is fine. It's whatever. Yeah. But I don't see this universe happening. It looked like it's going to take some years.
Yeah, it also depends on the box office returns, too, to see if people actually want to see this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Funny thing was, a lot of people were saying, I didn't want to see this Dracula movie. I was like, ain't y'all the same motherfuckers that have been saying when we gonna get back to these real vampires?
Most likely.
Yeah, like the same motherfuckers saying, oh, I've been wanting to get back to these real vampires. I was like, the one thing I said about it, this was a real vampire. Motherfucker was biting people and shit. And then you're gonna go see it, you're just like, what the fuck do y'all want? Y'all tell me y'all want these real vampires, and then when one comes out, you don't go see the motherfucker. But Twilight comes out, that shit sells over a fucking a billion box office or whatever and shit. It's like, okay.
Yeah, maybe they want that back to Dracula from Blade Trinity.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking hipster Dracula.
Blade. Need to die.
Jesus Christ, that dude's dialogue was fucking horrible. Jesus, his delivery wasn't that great neither, though. They got this nigga fresh off a prison break to do this shit. Damn. I love it. I hate Twilight. How does it keep making a billion, though? I don't know. I'm seeing it just because it's so bad. I'm saying, yeah, uh-huh. Sure you do. Sure you are. Sure you are. Amethyst Chaos, she says, damn, I had no idea the darkness had trained Dracula. Should more of the darkness... I guess she missed a word here, but it says sure, more of the darkness in films. So I guess she meant be in films.
Right,
I guess.
Right.
Yeah, we trained Dracula. Funny thing is, we trained him. Now he's our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah, he we trained him in such the great dark arts. Whatever. Well, you know what? They did in this movie. He was taking away these Turks as a kid, and he became better than all of them. Because he was a more fucked up individual. But, so yes, we trained him in the art of darkness. We masked because we couldn't leave the darkness cave, but so we needed a daywalker, and that's where Dracula came in. Turned out he couldn't walk in the day neither, but he became such an asshole and violent like that you know, darkness, man, just consumed Dracula.
Yeah, well, it'll do that to people.
Especially when you lose your bitch. And I even love it. I love that aspect even more. That nigga don't even know who his kid was growing up neither. So I'm like, shit, he had to give. Yeah, at the end of the movie, he had to get rid of his kid and give him to a priest and shit like that. I was like, damn, so you went all the way to present-day time not knowing who your son was growing up? Wow, all right. That's fucked up. But, yes, the darkness should be in more films, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why it shouldn't be.
Why not? It is in more films. Every film says that shit now.
Yeah, that's very true.
I copyright that shit. But this film embraced darkness, though. It was nothing but darkness in here. Matter of fact... There's a scene where he becomes full Dracula now. He finally bites a human being and drinks their blood and shit like that. And the clouds started swarming over the sun and lightning was striking. And he walks out of the clouds in slow-mo. I was just like, my Lord. I got on my knees and got started bowing. I was like, my Lord and Savior. Oh, my God. This is what we need. A pretty fucking boy in darkness, clouded or whatever and shit. Imagine if CJ's big black ass would have came out of them clouds. It'd have been like, oh, Jesus Christ. Nobody would have feared us, Cody. Nobody. They'd have been like, damn, oh, okay.
Oh, okay, that's your Lord and Savior?
Oh, okay, well, I guess we ain't got nothing to worry about then, shit. But no, when this Negro came out, he was like, oh, y'all. And when he came out of class, I remember saying in my head, y'all are seriously fucked now. Oh, man, where are we at? Oh, got one more question, man.
Okay.
Been a lot of questions, man, I told you.
Yeah, tons.
It comes off my Dictor review. I already got a question. Holly, she says, awesome review, P1, but got one question. The fuck was this crap? Well, it was a movie. Sort of. it was bullshit, and it belonged General Hospital on ABC at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's what it was. The dialogue is so fucking... corny in this fucking movie. Man, I swear.
God, I couldn't believe when I saw this trailer before I saw Gone Girl last week.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
I was like, what? Like, are you serious?
I don't even know why I saw it neither, though. That's the thing. Shit, I was just like, because I remember we talked about, I think it got released in, what, 900 theaters or some shit like that? Not even a full wide release. My black ass gets up and go, oh, seen everything else this week now. I just got to see the bad one, I guess, whatever. And I saw that, I was just like, why did I do this? Why did I fucking agree?
You are just too loyal to your job, man.
Why the fuck did I do this? I was like, all these this ignorant ass coon that was sitting two seats in front. I was just staring at him like, if you don't stop going in this fucking theater right now,
he's at church.
I'm gonna choke the shit out of you right now. Old ass black women shit talking about whatever. You need to go back to your man, girl. Go back to your man or whatever. And every time the mother who got her black ass on screen tried to seem like she was fucking holier than Christ himself, they was like, listen to your mother, girl.
Wow.
Listen to your mother, girl. I was like, oh gosh, can y'all fucking stop it? This is like, this really was going to church.
My God.
They even say that in the movie. You need to go to church, girl. Get your life back.
Oh my God, there really is a sequel to Temptation.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Even the poster, man.
Even the trailer. There's a trailer like, or even the part where I think I played the clip where he was just like, I'm all yours now. It reminded me of that clip where he was like, what do you dream about? You. I was like, oh Jesus Christ. The delivery was the same. You couldn't understand either one and shit. He's just like, oh God. Boris Kojo, that nigga's putting on his greatest porn voice ever. Shit, like he's working for a radio station at nighttime. You listen to Boris Kojo, and this is the Night Hour on 92.3 FM. It's like, what the fuck, nigga? Open up your goddamn mouth, man. And why she cheats on him is the most stupidest fucking reason I've ever seen or whatever. It's like, bitch, you have dinner with this nigga every night. I never get that shit about I had to throw women under the bus, like, but I never get that shit about women. It's like, I never spend time with me. It's like, bitch, we live together. You acting like I gotta do something with you outside the house in order to spend time with you. Like, we sleep in the same fucking bed, dude. We eat together. We do everything together. I'm just gonna cheat on you because you was working to pay the bills in this motherfucker because I don't work. I don't fucking work, so I fucking gotta cheat on you to make you notice me. It's like, oh, give me a fucking break, man. I am so sick of seeing that storyline. It's not helping women either out. And mainly it's the people that go see the film, because there's a lot of women in this theater and shit. It's not helping y'all out. It really isn't.
I don't think they're helping black women out in particular.
Let me take that back. Yeah, I mean black women. Yeah. It's setting y'all back 100 years and shit watching shit like this. It's like, can y'all stop using the word strong and independent? It's not. This is making y'all ignorant, actually.
Jesus Christ. I hope it's not women writing these damn scripts.
And you know what? A woman did write one of those scripts. I can't remember which one it was, too. If I'm not mistaken, it was one of these bullshit-ass movies, too. You know what? A woman wrote The Other Woman, if I'm not mistaken.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but, Cody, you ready to get in some box office talk now?
I think I am, sir. Yeah, sounds good.
You Stupid. Think you are. What about you, man? Oh, shit! Driss! Where were you been at all week, bro? Yeah, you didn't know that was coming, Cody. You didn't know that, did you? You did not know that was Driss. Uh-oh, he's seen it before, though. If this nigga don't stop dancing. This nigga don't stop dancing, I swear. Let me get into the number five right about now, people. The number five is The Judge. That's a Warner Brothers film, Cody.
WB.
You know Warner Brothers is mad because they're like, you didn't bring that Iron Man money in. They're mad. This movie cost $50 million. Made about $14 million, man. It's not bad for this little limited release right here. Yes, I did, actually. That will be going up as well, so can't wait to put that up. I actually like the movie, so. Well, actually, I like Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, if anything. They were fucking great together, man. That father-son hatred shit they had going on, man, that was some intense shit. Man, I was like looking at that. I was like, somebody gonna die between you two, and I don't know which one it is, but y'all gonna strangle somebody at the end of this show. Hey, man, Warner Bros. Got another movie out, man. It's the number four film.
That's another one.
Yeah, and that's Annabelle, baby.
That doll.
Yeah, that fucked up doll.
Yeah.
Brought in $16 million this weekend. Oh, Driss is rapping now. The budget on this, remember, it was $6.5 million, man. This movie made $62 million and $60.3 million overseas. Worldwide, $122.4 million. Overseas, it even made money, though. That is some shit, because usually horror movies don't get released overseas that worldwide. That's some bullshit right there. We're going to see another Annabelle Part 2 now. Hey, man, a movie that did actually pretty well, which I didn't think was going to do that well, but Buena Vista, they like, bitch, we make money. I don't know what you're talking about. That's Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Number 3. Brought in $19.1 million. The movie on a budget on that cost $28 million. Brought in $19 million. That's not bad, actually.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty real good.
Pretty good.
It's going to make its budget back by next week, so I bet they like, eh, we don't give a shit. We Buena Vista.
Family film out there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Might even stay in there a little while since we don't really have any family films out right now.
Just have around for a little bit.
Yeah, so this might stay in there for a while. Hey, man, the number 2 film, man. That's a new release. What do you think that is?
I'm going Dracula Untold.
Damn. I wish you was a betting man because you was fucking right, man. Damn. Take you to Vegas, nigga. Rub your ball sack or something to get good luck.
My boss.
Shit, be like, he gonna be like, what the fuck? I'm gonna be like, hey, get him for good luck, baby. Shaking them motherfuckers. Man, this brought in $23.4 million. Actually, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, Good, No Day was released in more theaters than Dracula Untold. Dracula Untold was only released in 2,800 theaters. I thought this was the biggest release because usually movies like this get released in over 3,000. Maybe they should have released it in 3,000. That's why it didn't become number one. It was only like 2 million behind, so. But, hey, man, $70 million budget, $23.4 million over here. Overseas, $62.6 million. Worldwide, $86 million.
Okay, domestic numbers are okay.
Yeah, it's not bad for an opening.
Yeah.
Got to see if it has lasting power, though, because that. Yeah, because it didn't even hit 30, and that's a little far worldwide. Maybe they'll be satisfied with it, but I don't know. I don't know what Universal was expecting to make with this.
Right.
Maybe if they would have marketed more or better, saying this is starting that universe off, maybe. I don't know, but.
I don't think they were too sure about that at first, because that is. Just kind of spawned on it afterwards.
That shit did come out of nowhere, huh? Hey, man, the number one film brought in $26.8 million. Like I said. Hey, Dracula Untold wasn't that far from it, so maybe if it would have just pushed that 3,000 release.
Yeah, maybe.
Because this movie was released in 3,284 theaters, so maybe they should just push that theater release. That's Gone Girl.
Nice.
$26.8 million, man. The budget on that was $61 million. Domestically, $71.2 million. Overseas, $62.1 million. Worldwide, $140 million. Yeah, I think this movie is failing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, I hope Ben Affleck never gets work again.
Yeah.
And who the hell thought Roseman Pike could act? Come on now, let's be real. Yeah, fuck that movie, man. Come on now. Hey, man, a movie I didn't get to see this week that I'm dying to see. I have to see this movie. It was released in 300 theaters. That's called Meet the Mormons. Came in at number 11, brought in $2.7 million.
What the? Is this a documentary?
No. Actually, you know what? Yes, it is.
Okay.
I hear it is one of the worst movies of the year.
Really?
It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. I've never seen a documentary get 0%.
How do you make a horrible documentary?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Whatever.
I know you make one that people don't necessarily agree with, but make one that is horrible?
They saying it's the worst movie. I was like, I got to see this now.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Kill the Messenger, which was also released in 300 theaters, brought in $939,000 at number. It came in number 16.
Okay.
That's not bad, actually.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be getting a worldwide release soon. I'm pretty sure about that. Usually with these Oscar movies, they do like limited release in Octobers and shit like that. And then November, oh, hey, we release it everywhere and shit. I don't know why they do that, because it's like, hey, people are going to forget about that shit. About that shit.
Yeah. That's tend to happen.
Yeah. So, oh, man, but that is the box office. No, you heard Driss. He's gone. So.
Gone already?
He He's gone, man. He's like, look, I gotta make no good deed too, nigga.
Man, I gotta wait a whole another week to listen to the Driz, man.
He's like, nigga, I got to work on it. Do you want me to make no good deed too or not? What are you waiting on?
You know, yeah, you know, Driz, yeah, make that no good deed too.
We need Don't
that.
You want me to be Green Lantern? I like how you got quiet. He's like, oh, okay, nigga, I'm only willing to go far with you.
I was trying to meet up with you there, ass. Can't do it.
I like your pause. hey, I was in Ghost Rider too as the sidekick. Fuck that. I heard Disney bought Ghost Rider now. I'm gonna be the main Ghost Rider now. Black Ghost Rider. You want to see that? Don't you want to see it?
No.
You sure?
I'm good, Driz.
Cause I already signed up for auditions, so.
Stick the Heimdall, man. I'm good.
Stick it open on that door up, nigga. Oh, man, we got some Blu-ray releases now, man.
Oh, those Blu-rays, man.
Every week, Cody has been at a Best Buy buying Blu-rays, man.
Yes, I wake up every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., stop by Best Buy, wait out front for those doors to open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love those Blu-rays.
Cody loves waiting in line for these Blu-rays, man. Movies is his life.
This is my life.
Blu-ray, buying Blu-rays is his life.
Yes.
And I know he's going to buy this one. Little Astro in here. Earth to Echo.
Uh-oh. My boy Astro.
Your boy Astro. He was just in a recent movie with Liam Neeson or whatever, playing the nigga that they should have took out of that fucking movie, and it probably would have been better. This nigga trying to talk with an accent. You know what I'm saying, son? You know, like, nigga, you know, shut your little black nappy-headed ass up. Shit.
Not do that.
Yeah, they did do that. Oh, that really took the... And then next, you know, you thinking, like, he was just going to show up in that one scene where this nigga shows up two more times. And then they make him part of the ending, too. And I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me, man. Who the fuck thought that Liam Neeson needed a black sidekick from the streets?
I'm dying.
Oh. God. Liam Neeson has done it all except team up with a black nigga on the streets.
Oh, man.
Shit was ridiculous, man. He was like, I stay in the library. I read books and stuff. You know what I'm saying, son? I was like, okay, I know y'all in New York, nigga, but you need to tone that shit down, nigga.
This dude's from X Factor? That's where he's from?
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Astro. That's my boy, man. Little black Astro. Fuck that kid. I hope he never gets work again. I hope that nigga never gets work again.
Why do I see Astro being brought up in the future podcast frequently now?
Oh, he's going to get brought up now. Why do I see Astro appearing on Gotham?
Oh, God.
Why do I see Astro bleeding? He should have been casted as... Oh, my God. Is little Astro going to be... he going to be Black Shazam. There you go. Found your black casting now. Hey, man, I got another movie for you, man. I know you're excited about this. You love this series. It's a franchise, too.
I love me plenty of franchises, man.
It's already getting announced for another one, too. And that is, man, The Purge Anarchy.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Cody, don't you need to feel the urge to purge?
Oh, man. Rhyming, making perfect sense, all that good
stuff.
Yeah,
don't you urge to purge? Come on.
I got the urge, man. I got that itch to purge.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody's going to have to pass that law now. Cody's feeling it now. He's feeling like he has to go out and murder and rape people for a day.
Yep. Watch out, people.
Go back to your normal day, right next day, huh? Go back to your normal life now after that, huh?
Nope. Ain't no going back.
Motherfucker, you stabbed 20 times. You sit right next to a cubicle next to him. He's sitting there loaning you his post-its, and you in your back of your mind, you'd be like, next year, I'm going to finish the job. that's the stupidest concept ever. It's like, that's what I said about the first one when I walked out. Like,
I cannot get past that concept, dude. It is just mind-numbingly stupid.
It is fucking stupid. Like, even in this one, I was like, oh, my neighbors were murderers and shit. They tried to kill us. Now you just leave my house and we'll go back to being like it was. Like, what? You can't trust these people now, shit. Like, how the fuck can you go back to just living your normal day life and shit? You can't trust nobody no more. Now, like, this world would make people paranoid of people. Just the fact that you'd be like, I can't make any new meet new people or nothing like that, because most likely they're going to try to fuck me over somehow. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I got another film for you, though, dude. I know you love this film.
Yet another one.
Your girl is in this.
My girl.
The Darkness' girl is in this.
Oh, you said the Darkness girl.
Yeah, the Darkness girl.
Oh, okay.
She's been a part of the show. She's been a part of the show for a while now, quite some time. CJ is very fond of her, actually.
Hmm, okay.
Sex tape, man. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Miss Diaz. ass.
Yeah, her bony ass covering this poster up and shit. Her body is so fucking bony and twiggy that she is covering up that whole poster, literally. You ugly bitch. That bitch is ugly. I'm sorry. Girlfriend was pulling up photos of her and comparing it. It was just like, look at this bitch. Look at this bitch. CJ like this? I was like, yep, that's what he said.
You know, CJ, man, complicated dude.
She looked like a goddamn skeleton walking around and shit. She looks like...
You call it Skeletor, so...
She looks like the Pumpkin King, Jack Frost. What was a night before Christmas where all the children come out inside, whatever. I am the Pumpkin King! Hey, wait, that's Cameron Diaz. Oh, how'd you know? Yeah, I fuck that bitch, man. Come on now. How can you say this chick is attractive and hot? Come on. No, not even that. She's sexy as fuck. Come on now.
Ah, man, Cameron Diaz in the mask, man. I'm looking at those pictures right now.
I am looking at them, too. That was then. I ain't never seen her look that good after that.
Good God.
Jesus Christ, whatever, you fucking twig. Anorexic bitch. It's the first chick I'd ever tell in this poster. Put your pants on, please. Jesus Christ. Put your pants back on. Shit, I'd rather fuck a cactus.
Damn.
Fuck my laptop before I fuck you, girl. Come on. I'm afraid I might break you. And then, you know, the old saying, you break it, you buy it. So, hey, man, but I know you don't care about this film that's coming out, though. Last film I got here is Snowpiercer. I know you don't care about that.
I'm like, yo, fuck that movie.
Yeah, I could have sworn
that. Why did you even bring that up?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I know you and CJ were talking shit about it one time, so.
Dude, in this podcast, have like a good time. You bring that shit up, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know you and CJ thought it was mediocre and some hipster-loving film or some shit like that or whatever, so, yeah.
She didn't speak to me. Fuck that movie.
Yeah, how it didn't. It was just like, oh, just because it was arty, you think people like it or whatever. Not to mention that it was a good film, but you know, you just thought it was okay. I know.
Yeah, and fucking Chris with the Evans trying to be a leading man outside of Captain America. Come on now.
Yeah, I remember you hearing you say that too. I know. I get you. I know. It was one of my favorite movies of the summer. I thought it was fucking amazing, actually. But you know, I know you don't like it. Oh, and yeah, I know you bitched about the train and stuff like that too. Yeah, you just didn't feel. You said the Matrix sequels were better than this. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the animated one, but...
Yeah, even that video.
You know CJ's gonna be calling you now. He's like, I knew you! You damn!
I'm gonna
Skype
call right now.
Yeah, why can't we see eye to eye on these things now? Come on now, man, shit. It was a good movie, wasn't it? It was horrible, wasn't it? Shit. Like CJ with no fucking good old music. Nigga, you think Sucker Punch is good? Come on. When you say Sucker Punch is good and I watch Snowpiercer on bootleg, I was like, okay,
thank you.
Yeah, nigga, like, okay, why would I listen to your reviews? I own Sucker Punch, but I had to see Snowpiercer on bootleg. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, CJ. Okay. And then got nerd to talk shit about the special effects. Okay, nigga.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Special effects wasn't all that great anyway. Nigga, you saw it. Okay. Whatever. Oh, man, we got two movies coming out this week, man. Oh, my God. Actually, we got a couple, man. Some limited ones, man. I do recommend this one. I saw this one in the summer. I don't know if I could have counted it as a summer movie since, you know, it was a film festival. I saw it at the L.A. Film Festival. Man, Michael Keaton, man, putting the mask back on. Birdman.
Oh, I want to see this.
I mean, that's coming out. Limited release, man.
Yeah, okay.
It has the potential of being on my top 10 list, too.
Alright, nice.
I really like that movie. Maybe I'll do a review of it this week. Maybe. Let's see.
I'll be down for that.
Hey, man. Hey, you a fan of that Exodus trailer. You like Joel Edgerton in the tan makeup, right?
No.
I'll take that as a yes. do you want to see him before the makeup, though?
Before the makeup?
Yeah.
I think I've already seen it before the makeup plenty of times, so.
No, but you ain't seen it before this makeup, though.
Okay, it depends on the kind of movie it is.
Hey, man, he's got a limited release film coming out, too. 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, getting good reviews. It's called Felony, man.
Okay.
I like the look on his face right there. He's like, he's got a gun in his hand on his poster. He's like, yeah, I'm one of them crooked cops. Fuck with me, I'll shoot your ass. Yeah, it's Felony. So, yeah, all the Joel Edgerton lovers out there, whatever, if you're getting warmed up for, you know, Exodus and you want to see him do that, then, hey, by all means, see this out. Hey, man. You're a fan of Nicholas Holt, right?
I like Beast, yeah.
you like Jack and Giant Slayer? Okay, yeah, all right. you like Elle Fanning, right? You loved her in Box Trolls. You told me.
I thought she was okay in Super 8. I haven't seen her much.
I fucking hate Super 8, but okay.
I said she was funny in it. I didn't say I liked the movie, mind you.
I fucking hated her in the movie, too. I remember when I interviewed her, you said, you was like, oh, man, I would kill for that. I remember you said that. Hey, you like Cody Smith McPhee, right?
Yeah, I liked him. He was down to play names, right?
Yeah, he was a kid in Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love him. And your boy, man, you love Michael Shannon.
Oh, yes. Oh, googly eyes.
Googly eye, man. Googly eye, General Zod. Yeah.
Oh, I will find him.
Mr. I can train my body. Mm-hmm. My body was trained for powers like this. Yeah. Even though they never knew about powers like this. They was trained for it.
Good old General Zod.
Man, they got a movie coming out called Young Ones.
Okay.
They're on a distant planet, too. This looks like the prequel of The Man of Steel.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So it's just it's what takes place inside those penis ships.
Yeah, exactly. So you know you got Nicholas Holt and Elle Fanning. They're fucking to they're like general. They're Jor-El and all them or whatever and shit. You know, Michael Shannon playing his character, obviously Zod. They're growing up together. They had Cody Smith McPhee as a, you know, he's Kal-El.
Okay.
This is like a prequel in between sequel. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so this is Metropolis.
There you go, man. There you go, man. Yeah, that's it.
Or Krypton.
There, yep, oh. Krypton. Before it was about to blow up.
Okay.
Before the planet was on fire, yeah. I don't know if you caught that, too, when watching the movie. It was on fire.
Yeah.
I think that tells you that the planet is dying, right? Mm-hmm. Planet breathing fire, I don't think that's a good sign. Really.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so, you ignorant fucking council. Hey, man, you love that Channing Tatum, man.
Love him.
You said that's the best. Oh, you know CJ's gonna want to see this. Zoe Saldana's in this too, mm-hmm. And she's in color and costume too.
Uh-oh.
Ice Cube is in this. Ron Perlman, Cheech Marin.
The hell is this?
The Book of Life, man.
Okay.
That animated Spanish movie.
It's an animated movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's that animated Zoe Saldana playing that. Damn, she does look good though. CJ probably will be watching this now. CJ gonna be jerking off in this kid's movie, like, yeah. Yeah. Bend over, girl. Yeah. Fucking mommy, look at that grown man right there. Hey, leave me alone. Try to watch my girl.
No.
Go see CJ on the sex offenders list this week.
Is he already on there?
Yeah, I think he is. He's doing it for jacking off the baby doll in the movie theater, so. Not knowing that bitch was 12, so. Oh man, yeah, a little. Hey, you know, it's that Spanish month. You know, it's the Book of the Dead. Now it's time to put the Book of Life out there, man. You know, tell a little Spanish story. Time to get cultural this week, Cody.
Cultural, okay.
Yeah, time to know your history, and know who better to tell that than Channing Tatum.
Can't think of anyone better.
Channing fucking Tatum, man. Although he does have a movie out with Steve Carell, Foxcatcher.
Foxcatcher, yes.
I heard great and amazing things about that, and I need to check that out, actually. So, yeah, they've only played at film festivals, obviously, but I'm sure they'll send me a screener of that shit when it's time to start doing that. So, I definitely really want to check that out, because I've heard a lot of great things about Channing Tatum, and I'm just like, really? Oh.
Well.
Okay, then. Even Steve Carell, for that matter, so.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I mean, a lot of things about Steve Carell, yeah, mm-hmm. Particularly.
I actually liked him in Alexander, and he wasn't that fucking over-the-top crazy Steve. I was like, oh, God, he finally toned it down. Thank God.
Okay. That's refreshing,
man. Yeah, that is fucking refreshing, because that dude started off cool, and now he's just getting on my goddamn nerves.
Yeah.
What is it with white comedians that start off good and just get on your goddamn nerves later on? Hey, man, and I got our trailer talk, dude.
Trailer talk.
Probably another Oscar-nominated film, if you will. That's, I don't know if you noticed, but you notice all the movies coming out this year are war movies?
Hmm.
You got that Sniper movie with Bradley Cooper.
Right.
You got the movie with Angelina Jolie that she's first time directing. That movie, I forgot what it's based, that's based on a book, and somebody would tell me that the book is fucking amazing, and he's like, I think Angelina Jolie's perfect for the job. I was like, oh, okay, well, I was excited about the movie because I just wanted to see her direct something, but since the book is that great now, I'm really looking forward to that now. And you got this one kicking it off. And that's okay. Fury. So let's go ahead and play this trailer. Mr. Shia LaBeouf talking about he retired. My ass. Lying son of a bitch.
All right.
Oh, it's a Sony film because that Sony logo just popped up. Okay.
Good old Sony.
They marketing the fuck out that logo, man. Like, that logo gonna do something.
Let my ass outside. Pull out a Sony phone this film.
You know, Brad Pitt's gonna be like, let me use my Sony tracker real quick. I love the look of this film, though. I'm not gonna lie. The writer of Training Day and director of End of Watch. David Ayer, man.
I also directed Sabotage.
Yeah, that is true. And Street Kings.
Yeah.
Oh, and didn't he do SWAT, too?
Did he?
Okay. Yeah, I think he did. If I'm not mistaken, he did SWAT in the first Fast and Furious, right?
No. Did he do the first Fast and Furious? I think he wrote it. Did he write it?
He did something on that shit. I think he wrote it, yes. He did write it. Damn, if he wrote that, then fuck. Hey, but he made some of my favorite movies, man. I'll give him that. End of Watch and Training Day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's got Michael Pena in this one.
Sure.
He made Michael Pena good, if you ask me.
Deals are peaceful. History is vile.
They got, what's his name? Percy Jackson.
Shane's in there too.
Yeah. I hope this movie doesn't follow Percy Jackson though. I swear to God.
I'm scared too.
Brad Pitt, I know you're trying to take back seats and shit like that in your movies nowadays, but don't make this about Percy. For the love of fucking God. Best job I ever had. Damn, I kind of want to be with these dudes. They cool. I know, right? Ain't a tank drinking and shit? I'm like, yeah, that look cool. Got Brad Pitt leading you, Michael Pena and all, and Shane, like you said. They're talking about best job I've ever had. I'm like, shit, give me the best job then. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf got a gay-ass porn star mustache, shit.
Oh, now we better do it around kids.
No, I wouldn't either. Brad Pitt is ordering me to shoot people. I'm like, hey, man, that sounds awesome to me. That sounds like a great job. I'm actually looking forward to this, man.
Yeah, it looks good, man. Looks good.
Looks really good. It's got a 65% so far, so I guess it's like middle of the road, I guess. I guess nothing really outstanding, just there or whatever. One review I did hear where they were saying that it has the potential of being a great film, but it just never captures that. So, okay. Seems like something that had a lot of potential that just didn't hit it.
Gotcha.
I'm hoping that is better than that when I think of, because man, that like the cast, except for Percy. I'm like mixed on Shia LaBeouf. I think the dude is a good actor when given the right material.
Can be.
I liked him in that Wall Street movie.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good in that.
He's good in that. There was a Nymphomaniac. He was actually pretty good in that, though.
Yeah, I didn't mind him in Nymphomaniac. I'll give him that.
iRobot, I couldn't stand his ass.
Constantine.
Yeah, Transformers. Yeah, that's another. Or fucking Indiana Jones.
Disturbia.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, and he was great. He was good in Lawless, too. Give him that.
Yeah, he was alright in Lawless, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he has chance. I don't know what the fuck he's doing in his normal life, though. That nigga is... I swear to God, man, when you work with Michael Bay, he must bring out the crazy in kids or something like that, because...
Oh, yeah, he has calmed down a little bit, so I can...
Wearing that fucking bag over his head, yeah. I'm trying to set a social statement here. What the fuck statement you trying to make, bro? Shit, but yeah, man, this is like gonna be a nice little weekend, man. You're gonna learn some cultural shit about Mexicans, starring Channing Tatum. Every Mexican woman wanted him, so I'm assuming that's why you got that role. And you got Fury, man. Brad Pitt, his sexy ass. I'm scared too. Brad Pitt, man, I think he's so used to this shit, that nigga don't show emotions no more. He is revising his role from Inglourious Basterds. Like, I'm out here to kill fucking Nazis. Goddamn, something about Brad Pitt and Nazis.
Yep.
He must really not like Nazis. Can't wait for him to tell Shia LaBeouf, you don't come back to this tank until I see 10 scathed Nazis right there.
Just dip back into that accent.
Be funny, you tell Shane, I seen you kill 3 zombies with your eyes closed or whatever and shit. You can't kill 1 goddamn Nazi? Boy, what the fuck is wrong with you? Now I see why they killed you off that shit.
They try to out-accent each other.
Yeah. And Percy Jackson, Mr. God Killer himself, but you can't kill me fucking 2 Nazis? You're fucking pathetic. You're all pathetic or whatever and shit. And Michael, you Mexican. I don't even know how you got in this war anyway. So, it is a blessing that you even made it in my platoon. Oh my god, I love when Brad Pitt takes charge, because he just got this look on his face like, look, get your fucking job done and don't fuck with me.
Fucking around with me, I ain't got time.
Yeah,
I ain't got the time.
I've been there, done that. You motherfuckers are nothing to me, so just get it done. And they all like, yes sir, boss. Well, people, that is the end of the show.
Yes it is.
That's been Movie Spoils episode 132. I'm the phenomenal one.
I am Cody.
I can't wait to come back next week so we can talk about Addicted 2 when that movie comes out.
Oh, damn. Fast tracking that shit.
Hey, man, they fast track, man. It only took a day to make this one, so why not? Hey, Rome may have not been built in a day, but this movie was.
Yep, that movie was.
Later, bastards.
Later, beautiful bastards.
Fuck that movie.